Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner fires to first and has Mitchell trapped. There's the throw to Joost, who tags Mitchell for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses bunts towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski juggles the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. There goes Berardino trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hegan moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gordon for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski juggles the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Boudreau moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Boudreau scores. Berardino moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Guerra moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dobie moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dobie scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Allie Clark pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark now playing right field. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia bunts in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Guerra is walked intentionally. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Doby strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dobie hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Dobie now playing right field. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Guerra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and has Guerra trapped. There's the throw to Berardino, who throws to Boudreau, who tags Guerra for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Astroth pinch runs for Alex Kellner. Al Benton now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Astroth moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.